Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will go over some farming news and remind everyone of our Landowners with Small Acreage series videos that we have on file, and that we'll be having a weed management program that will be in Lyons at Rice County Extension Office on November 20th. But first, for today's Did You Know? After fall harvest, many producers might head to the field for deep tillage such as ripping or to make earthwork repairs around the farm. A few days before you want to start these activities, it's worth a call to 811 for your safety and to prevent expensive damage to underground utilities. In my farming news, in fall, this window of time between harvest and when the snow flies can be a good time to evaluate and perform maintenance on terraces. In Kansas, over 9 million acres of land is protected by more than 290,000 miles of terraces, making Kansas number two in the United States for this soil and water conservation practice. To accomplish the goals of erosion control and water savings, terraces must have adequate capacity, ridge height, and channel width. Without adequate capacity to carry water, terraces will be overtopped by runoff in a heavy storm. Overtopping causes erosion of the terrace ridge. Terraces are typically designed to handle runoff from a 1 in 10-year storm. The rainfall amounts for such a storm is approximately 5 inches for eastern Kansas, 4 inches for here in central Kansas, and 3 inches for the western Kansas during a 24-hour period. Terraces need regular maintenance to function for a long life. Erosion by water, wind, and tillage wears the ridge down and deposits sediment in the channel, decreasing the effectiveness of the ridge height and channel capacity. The amount of capacity loss depends on the type and number of tillage operations, soil properties, crop residue, and precipitation. Terrace maintenance restores capacity by removing the sediment from the channel and rebuilding the ridge height. Typically, more frequent maintenance is required for steep slopes and/or high erosible soils. Annual maintenance is necessary for intense tillage operations and heavy rainfall runoff. Less frequent maintenance is often required for high residue levels or where lower rainfall occurs and runoff intensity is low. In my extension news, a few years ago, we held a 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. The series covered horses, cattle, poultry, plus pasture and grassland improvements, along with growing small fruits and all forms of raising different livestock, specialty projects, and so much more. Please check out this list of videos that we have on our McPherson County Extension webpage for the link to watch one or all of the short informational videos. If you have any questions about these videos, you can call us here at the office at 620-241-1523. And also plan now to attend this month's Fall Weed Management Program. Rice and McPherson counties are hosting a fall agricultural program November 20th at the Rice County Extension Office from 6 till 9 p.m. Registration is $10 and call our office for RSVPs. And also save the date for the 2025 KSU Cattlemen's Day, March 7th. Make plans now to attend this annual event in Manhattan. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a great start to their week.